But there's 20% of those leavers that disappear, don't engage with any training, disappear off the radar, and they're lost. And those are the people that we're targeting for the school. Now, we did an assessment, a literacy assessment on them, and 33% of the pupils that we were taking on had a literacy age of 6 or 7. Now, how can you expect these young people to pick up the training they would get in a skills development course or an apprenticeship if their literacy age is 6 or 7? Yeah. Now, what we've done is we've put programmes in to fast track them up that, and it's very successful. When I looked at Edinburgh statistics, it's the same. 20% of the statutory leavers disappear. Dundee, 18% of them. So there's a trapped group there that we need to do something for. If we just ignore it, we're going to have that poverty trap and we're going to condemn them to a poor life. They'll have poor health. The statistics show that there's a high correlation that they'll get into the criminal justice system, onto welfare. The costs are horrendous. And to spend a little bit more to give them that additional help, which we do, because we combine basic academic education with vocational skills, and a third pillar is life skills, doing outward bound type activities. But we give them self-esteem and motivate them to believe in themselves and to believe they've got a good future.
Sorry, you're saying then that that's what you're doing is working, is a success, but there are not a lot of Jim McCalls out there who are willing to put that investment into the people of that age in Edinburgh, Dundee, as you're talking about. Is that not something that the government, and comes up again on the report we're talking about, the international report, is that not something that the Scottish government should be, you know, getting themselves in action and actually doing something about it?
Well, I think they do, and I've presented a model to the Scottish government that would allow it to be funded, which would still involve some involvement of the private sector, but it would be mainly funded by the local authority and the Scottish government. And I think we need to do this, you know, to pretend that that's going to go away or be taken care of by the changes that we're making in schools just now. It's not. And I think there's a big job has been done and is being done with the other 80%, if you like. Mm-hmm. There's still a lot we can do there to improve things. But I think it's important not to leave these people behind. They deserve to have equal opportunity, and they're not getting it just now. And we've got a model that is very cost effective that could be rolled out across Scotland, I think, for a cost of roughly 10 million a year for those kids. And the savings would be huge. And if you look at the higher education budget, it's 1.1 billion. As Skills Development Scotland, 190 million. That's dealing with them after they've left. I think you've got to get them before they get to that point. And we had our first graduates last summer. Every single one went to a real positive destination. They either went into an apprenticeship or they went to college. They went to a further education college. So 100% success rate.
You say you've got that plan you've put forward to the Scottish Government. Is that being getting the same reaction from the civil servants that are holding up, wondering where the 10 million is going to come from?
I don't know. I am waiting on feedback on that. I think it's easy to justify. And, you know, even if we did something in the short term, if it needed further proof, I have other parts of the country. I've got people in Edinburgh wanting to get involved in doing one. Renfrew, North and South Lanarkshire. So we could roll out another 3 or 4 if we had a proper structure in place to fund them. And it's not big money. This is a huge saving to society and a huge benefit to these young people as they go out into society.